Pachshanim. So he says, why? Why was it so important that they found the Pachshanim? He says, that was a way to be Meramis, that to Klal Yisrael, that no matter what, even when they get very far and they get very tamei, and there's things that looks like there's nothing left, there's not even a shayrish left, there's always going to be able to find that shayrish, that from that shayrish they'll be able to come back. There's never going to be a Kodesh Baruch Hu is never going to forget them all the way, that they can't even find that shayrish of kedusha, that shayrish of tahara that's going to be left. And Kodesh Baruch Hu set up the nes that way that there should be no shem except, and they always gave up, but then they find one shemen to show that ledoyres. Whenever there's going to be a time in Klal Yisrael that they think that they're forgotten and they think that and they've gone so far, there's going to be a point there that Kodesh Baruch Hu could tap into and say, no, Klal Yisrael is still here, and that and then rebuild it from that one nekuda. And that's why the Nes was set up that way. Klal Yisrael's Nitzchias is Merumas in this, and that's the Nes of Hanukkah that was given to us in the Bayis Sheni, which was the whole idea of the Bayis Sheni was a time period that Klal Yisrael was preparing for the Golos, and in that time period, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu sent this Nes to remind us. There's a Marsha, the Marsha, that talks about the whole story of Lakad the Meir Aneni. Lakad the Meir Aneni, when he was running away from the general, and they tried to kill him, and he told the person to say Lakad the Meir Aneni, and he was saved. So, from last week's parasha, Marsha asks Akasha over there in the Gemara about the Zara. He says, how can he say Lakad the Meir? Rashi brings down that you can't say Eloika of the person while he's alive. Yaakov Avinu only said Elokei Yitzchak after his Ptira, before he was doing when he was alive, he said Pachad Yitzchak. So why do you say Lakal de Meir Aneni? How could he call Hashem his own name? So the Marsha's Lashon is that, but it says he wasn't saying Elokei the Meir of the person Meir. He's saying, Hashem, the mayor ain't Yisrael, b'smana yivanim hu ya'aneni. In other words, what he was saying is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu's mayor ain't Yisrael, and the koyat that whenever a yid feels like they're being chased and they don't know where they're going to go, so the message of they're supposed to be get a chizuk from the Nes of Chanukah, that Pach Shem and that little part, because we're never going to forget about us, and when Remeir felt like there was nothing else that he could rely on, so he said, the Nes of Chanukah reminds me that Kodesh Baruch Hu is still with me. That's what the Marsha touches that tefillah. So, now, as we know, so the Nes of Chanukah is the Iker Nes, the Nes was the Nes of the Nechama, but Chazal and Masakin, we talked about on Shabbos, we're marking on that. Chazal Masakin to make the Hadlokas Ner, the Hadlokas Neris, as a way to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mefarsim the Nes of the Melchama. Like it says clear in the Ner Salolo, that the Ner Salolo on Madlikim was to remind us, Kedei Lohodus Lahala, on the Nisim of the Melchama. That the Nisim of the Melchama are going to be. We celebrate the victory of the Melchama, and we remember the Nisim of the Melchama through the lighting of the Neris. So, how does the Neris remind us of the Melchama? So, the answer is like the Lion learned in Daf Chaf, Kinner Mitzvah Torah Ar, that Ner is Mitzvah and Torah is the Karach of Ar. What's the difference between Ner and Ar? Ner is three chilukim, the Gemara says. Ner doesn't last; it only lasts as much oil as you put in. That's what it'll last. The R goes forever. The Ner, you can only see as much light as the Ner has to see. The R, you see, it gives you light forever. It's just as much as you. Maybe the person is limited, but the R is not limited. And the Ner has to get it from something else. And the R is its own. In other words, the R is the koyach of the nitzchi, The Or is the Nitzchias. The Or is the being for, is the forever, is the Koyach of Nitzchi. The Gemara says over there that Aver Mechaba Mitzvah Ve'in Aver Mechaba Torah. So, the Chaim Volozhin explains, because the Koyach of a Mitzvah, the Kedush of a Mitzvah, is limited, has to get it, it's limited, first of all, like the Gemara says, and it only gets it from the Torah, it only gets it from where, from the source of the Torah, that's the Kedush of the Mitzvah. So as much as you still to the Mitzvah, you have it, but it doesn't get to the source. That's not the source. It's not the source of it. The Or is its own source. The Or lasts forever. The Or is not limited. And the Or, as much as a person's koyach to see through it, he can see forever. The koyach of the Torah is the shirish of it, of the thing itself. So, Avera and Mechaba Mitzvah, because it could be that an Avera will get as deep of a pagam as the person got from the Mitzvah. But the Torah is that's shirish, and the Torah is the baseline of Klal Yisrael. The chibur to Hashem Baruch Hu v'yid is through Torah, and the male person is mechazik himself in the base chibur. There's no aver that could go deeper than that. The chibur of a yid in his neshama is mechazik through the chibur of Torah, and the middle of the Torah is the Or. So the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael, Rav Shach said one time, I just heard this recently. He said that that every nation has a culture, like you know. Friend. This one is very fancy and very refined, and this one's very, you know, they're into this type of social thing. So he says, the culture of Klal Yisrael, what are we all about? The culture of Klal Yisrael is Nitzchias. From a little child, he already knows his own Haba, and there's already, we talk about Nitzchias, we talk about we're not just here, there's always people before us and after us. We're always just, we talk about our Yichus and we talk about our children. We talk about Klal Yisrael is always talking about Nitzchias. It's always talking about part of the whole, part of the forever. We're not here now, we were here before, and we'll be here in the future. We're always busy with that. The base of Klal Yisrael is Nitzchias. The Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael comes from Hanukkah, and that reminds us of the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. And the way we mischaber to the Nitzchias is Klal Yisrael through the Or of the Torah. A ner cannot give any of that. A ner can give a person something here, something there, but it's not the baseline of the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. If the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael lasts forever, and the way Klal Yisrael preserves themselves is through their chibur to the Torah. That's both, we see it, b'chosh, wherever there was Torah, there was a king of Klal Yisrael. And in the oyuk of the Inyan, it's because the neshama of a yid is connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the more that a person is mischazik in that through the Torah, that connects to the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. When a person, a person is doing learning with a new person, kiruv or something like that, so some places what they focus on is trying to get people to do mitzvahs. Do mitzvahs, put on tefillin, but do mitzvahs, and get people to do mitzvahs. So, lemaisa, you get people to do mitzvahs, and it's limited, it's ner, it's gewaldig, and you get schar for it. But a person is doing mitzvahs, and they do this and that, and then you come back 10 years later, and the person's still the same person doing the same mitzvah. It doesn't spark the same way. You have someone that spends 1 month in a yeshiva learning. This Baal Tshuva, the rest of his life, you could tell the difference. Someone that spent time in yeshiva, the people that focus on getting people to learn, the Torah sparks the neshama. It gets that point of the nitzchias of the yid. It's like when you give someone pearls, so you come back after a year and you give him all the pearls. And they have all the pearls in the cup. He says, why are you putting the pearls in the cup for? He says, you gave me the pearls. He says, yeah, you were supposed to take a string. All you needed is a string. And then then all the pearls would have gone on the string. You would have gotten necklace. You only pearls in the cup. You have the mitzvahs, so everything is a lot of gevaldik zachen. But the Torah is the string that's what keeps it all together. That's what gives everything a pshat. It gives everything the context. And that's the baseline of the neshama of the yid. And that's what we're saying over there. Ein aver mechaba mitzvah. The chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through mitzvahs, through Torah, can never be, no aver can go deeper than the chibur that's created through Torah. And that's what the Gemara means, and that's the nitzchis of Klai Yisrael, nitzchis of every yid, and every neshama, and that's the lesson of Chanukah as well. And that's why Chanukah, the oyer of the neiris, is what reminds us of that nitzchis, and the chazal were masakin to light the neiris, which represent the menorahs, represent the chokhmas haTorah, which represent the oyer. That's the way Chazal told us to remind ourselves of the nes of the Muhammad, which was where we experienced that nitzchis.